welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Many people are measuring the effectiveness of the humanitarian operation in Gaza based on the number of trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent, the UN, and other partners that are allowed to unload aid across the border. This is a mistake.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Israel's attacks are hampering efforts to help Palestinians. The UN voted to increase aid for Gaza, with the US abstaining. But Guterres says it needs better security, increased staff, and more logistical capacity to help keep Gaza from massive starvation and a full breakdown of order. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's request to fast-track a ruling central to his case against Donald Trump. Smith asked the court to rule early on Trump's claim that he has immunity from prosecution because he's a former president. Smith's case is scheduled for trial next month, but the immunity issue may be appealed anyway. The court has agreed to rule next year on whether the widely used abortion pill mifepristone is safe and how easy it should be to get. This is the same court that overturned Roe, but Indiana University law professor Jody Madeira says this case may not have the result abortion opponents expect.
And I do think that it might end up in a surprising way protecting abortion rights. The Supreme Court has been sort of on a trend where it's been narrowing agency rights. But here, the right that the FDA has is to judge whether mifepristone is safe.
Congress will take up the Kids Online Safety Act in the next year, and nearly half the Senate already supports it. The bill would establish social media guidelines for minors, addressing what the Surgeon General calls a profound risk to kids' mental health. Dr. Yolanda Evans teaches pediatrics at the University of Washington School of Medicine.
All of us need to be involved. The companies, for sure, need more in terms of regulation and changes with the algorithms. And as adults, also helping kids learn how do we use this for something that can be helpful.
New Hampshire could join the Electronic Registration Information Center. ERIC is designed to keep voter rolls updated by tracking people who moved or died. Right-wing conspiracy theories have pushed a number of states to leave it, but three-quarters of New Hampshire voters say joining ERIC will improve election security. Matt Mushian is with the nonprofit 603 Forward.
It's a great way to keep our voter rolls clean and accurate. And if we really want to cut down on perceived voter fraud or anything, this is the best way for us to do it.
Starting January 1st, licensed marriage and family therapists can accept Medicare, meaning more options for mental health patients. Bindu Karana Brown is with the nonprofit Momentum for Health.
When somebody finally makes that choice that I want to get help, they can easily be deterred from seeking treatment if there's nobody available. Because there were fewer providers able to be on Medicare reimbursement, it limited just the amount of people who were educated and qualified to help people in need.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're